The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
On the road again.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show. And as always, the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. Here we are at the start of a brand new year, 2023. And I want to send out a very special thanks to my friends Bobby Rabati and his family at B&N Auto Sales, located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Bobby's phone number is area code 602-722-9151. If you're looking for a pre-owned commercial vehicle, couldn't think of a better place to start my shopping. You know, a lot of times I talk to people and they like to do their research. And the phrase I can't stand is, you know, their due diligence. You know, when you're hiring me to help you, I'm trying to eliminate you from having to do any of the brain damage part. So I kind of got a kick out of it the other day where spoke to a very nice young man, and the mystery was solved yesterday because we went on Monday and we got a car for him that was incoming. It should be here within the next 10 days. And it was funny because he called me up and he told me that he wanted to buy a used 2017 or 2018 Porsche Macan. And I think they're great cars. I really do. But it's not a car, in my opinion, if you're going to buy something in that price point, you have to understand how expensive it could cost to maintain a vehicle like that when they start to break. So he kind of told me something and I thought that was funny. He says, well, you know, I've had the same car since 2005. It's a Pontiac Vibe and it's got over 300,000 miles on it. I'm the original owner. It's time for a new car. And I said, over 300,000 miles? He said, yeah. He says, it's got a digital electronic odometer and it stopped at $299,999. So I gave him some options, and the car, it's up to you to decide. So we started to talk, and I brought up, you know, one of the cars that I really like is the Honda HR-V, and I like the sport trim level. And then I mentioned, you know, a Nissan Kick, and I mentioned some of the Mazdas, the CX-30, the CX 50. I mentioned a Kia, and there was one other car, and I don't remember what it was, but we were talking, and he did his research over the weekend, and he said, hey, you know, I really, really want to focus on the Honda, but I've got some concerns. He read on the internet that a Honda HR-V doesn't have cruise control. Well, it's got adaptive cruise control, which is the cruise control that if you're not paying attention, slows the car down. And then he was concerned about how the seats in the back fold down. Was the floor flat? And we all got on the same page, and he said, I'd really like to buy one of those. So we went over to Earnhardt Honda in Avondale, and they happened to have some of these cars incoming, and they had a Honda's one of the few banks that if they pull your credit and they apply, they will actually lock your rate. Ford is doing that now. There are some manufacturers that when you order the car, it's not necessarily if there's 0% that you're going to get the 0% when the car comes in, who knows how many months later. So we went in, we did all this, but I kind of got a kick out of, you know, some of the information he was getting off the internet. And I read a lot of these articles, and I found this article that was the typical "Are You Kidding Me?" article. And it was an article that I found in Motor Biscuit, and it said, "Two reasons a dealer won't let you lease a Ford F-150 Raptor." And like I said, the article's on Motor Biscuit. So, buying a new Ford F-150 Raptor is one of your only options. Did you know that most dealers won't let you lease a new Raptor? For many, leasing is a cheaper option that allows a quick way out if something doesn't work out, for example. If you don't like the new vehicle, don't want to pay the big payments, or just want a new car in 2 or 3 years, leasing is a perfect short-term way out. Buyers of any model are stuck with it until they get rid of it. Okay, usually that requires paying off another whole new one. I don't understand what he's even talking about. When you buy a car and you finance it, you have a payoff. When you lease a car and you lease it, you have a payoff. If you buy a car and you don't like it, and 6 months later and you want to get rid of it, you have a payoff. If you lease a car and you have a payoff, and 6 months you want to get out, you have to make sure that A, there's no prepayment penalties for breaking the lease, and B, it's still based on a payoff, but understand that a lease is just another way of buying the car. Buyers of any model are stuck until they get rid of it. Usually that requires paying off another whole new one. For what reason will a dealer not let customers lease a new Ford F-150 Raptor? You can't lease a Ford F-150 Raptor. And the point of that, the dealer has nothing to do with you leasing a car. The dealer does not set the parameters for the lease that you can sign up for. Now, does Ford Motor Credit offer a lease on a Raptor? I don't know if they do. I haven't researched that. But the dealership isn't the one that offers you the lease. The bank is the one that offers you the lease. Take everything with a grain of salt, because every dealer is different. He's a former dealership employee who's worked in the car business for around 6 years. During his time, he worked in an Infiniti and a Ford dealership primarily, along with a few others. One of the most interesting things I discovered about Ford dealers is that they won't allow customers to lease a new Ford F-150 Raptor. There are a few reasons for this, which is part of the reason so many people buy these performance pickups used instead. According to Cars Direct, even lease deals on Fords exclude the Raptor. Well, it's right. If Ford excludes the Raptor, then the dealer can't lease you a car. But in the old days, there were banks that used to lease cars. Very few banks offer leases anymore. The Ford F-150 Raptor is an off-road beast. The first reason many dealers, here he goes again, dealers, won't allow customers to lease an F-150 Raptor is that it's an off-road beast. There's one thing that always happens when someone gets in the driver's seat of a high-performance off-road vehicle. The driver goes fast, hits trails hard, and usually mistreats the vehicle. This isn't true for every person, but it's exactly what happens for the most part. I gotta tell you, it's exactly what doesn't happen for the most part. Because a lot of these people that buy these cars that are close to $100,000 never take them off the off road. They just want them because they want one. In the case of a Raptor, Ford doesn't want it back after a customer is through with it. When a vehicle costs north of $70,000, $80,000, or sometimes even more than $100,000, it depreciates with every scratch. As a result, automakers can't stomach letting a lessee drive it through the mud and forest, then bring it back in a few years. Yeah, I can't tell you how many people I've helped lease Jeeps. The truck will sustain a bunch of unrepaired or poorly repaired damage that get returned at half the value. Next, the dealer will let the F-150 Raptor go or buy it for their used car inventory, likely making very little money. Even buyers of used Raptors want them in pristine condition and wouldn't want to pay that price. Raptors hold their value. Similar to sustaining damage during a lease term, the Raptor loses value. Every vehicle leased by a customer loses a tremendous amount of value. What is this guy thinking? I can't tell you how many people in 2022 had thousands of dollars of equity in their leases. For example, now, this is an article from November, and he's going back, November 22, he's going back to 2012. For example, a 2012 Ford F-150 Raptor in excellent conditions can still sell today for a very high price. We're talking about the cost of a new truck, but for one that's 10 years old. If thousands of Raptors were exiting a lease agreement with 30,000 miles every year, those prices would be much lower. Keeping the off-road performance pickup truck out of the hands of leasing customers allows for the endless cycle of F-150 Raptor models worth a lot of money. Whether a Ford dealer buys a used one 3 years or 7 years later, it's probably sell close to original MSRP. Okay, a 2012 Raptor with miles on it is not going to sell for what original MSRP was. In conclusion, there are several reasons a dealer won't let you lease an F-150 Raptor. The main reason is because Ford probably doesn't order for a lease. The dealer would absolutely lease you a car if there was a program. Mainly, they're worried about depreciation. The dealer doesn't care about the depreciation. They don't own the car when the lease is over. Not only does leasing diminish the value of older used Raptors, but a used lease vehicle is usually tarnished. Customer treats their leased vehicles relatively poorly, even worse when driving a high-performance off-road pickup truck. As a result, Ford doesn't allow leases on Raptors to increase value. Okay, he finally said it right. Ford the manufacturer, and I'm not even sure if there is a lease program, but it's not the dealer. And the point about this is you got to be careful what you read on the internet. It's not always that State Farm commercial. I used to love that one when the guy was the French model and he walked up to the girl, and by no means was this guy a model. And when he said hello to the girl, he was bonjour. You know, instead of bonjour, he was bonjour. And they turned around and they walked away. Folks, just because it's on the internet, just because this so-called expert wrote an article, this guy doesn't, I don't care. I don't know what he did in the car business for 6 years, but I will tell you this. He doesn't understand the first thing about how a lease works on a car. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show. And as always, the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. Want to send out a very special thanks to my friends at the Earnhardt Auto Centers, especially my good friend Joey Staples at Earnhardt Honda, Adam Breen at Santan Hyundai in Gilbert, and last but not least, David Garcia and Alex Medina at Rodeo Ford. You know, I recently did a deal at the Ford store. It was kind of funny that the truck showed up and was missing a few items that normally get sent along after the car shows up. One was a safe, and one had to do with the trailering package.
Great reputations aren't just given. They're earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Stop in and experience the no bull difference. It's our way of doing business where customer satisfaction is our top goal now and generations to come. We're located at 99th Avenue and Loop 101 or online at EarnhardtHonda.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you are in for a great ride. And that ain't no bull.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. You know, I get a lot of phone calls every week from people that are looking to buy cars. I don't sell cars. I help you buy a car. So I had a good friend of mine call me, and he lives kind of in the old world, and I've gotten numerous cars for him, and he called me up and wanted to know what he could lease for $200 a month. And I know this gentleman well enough to know that when he's talking about leasing a car for $200 a month, he's talking about with no money down. So I had a gentleman call me, and it's probably not somebody I'm ever going to help in the future, because when I reach out to somebody and I put a whole car deal together for somebody, and the next day the person calls me and says, I can't do that now. Okay, if you're not ready to pull the trigger, if you're not ready to buy the car, please, please call a salesperson in the dealership to get the information that you need. But he wanted to lease an inexpensive car for his mom to drive, and he didn't need anything special. So there was a lease special that was advertised on a Hyundai Venue, and it had to be on the least expensive model. Not an SEL, not a whatever trim levels. It was on a base model car. And I happened to find one car for him, but the part that he was missing was when they show the advertisement on Consumer Reports, it said the payment was $159 or $151 a month, and it's not 12,000 miles a year. It's not 15,000 miles a year. It's 10,000 miles a year. Okay, and it also shows a down payment, but it doesn't include the fees. So in order to get to that low, low payment, you needed to come in with about $6,000. Okay, so the point that I'm going to make is I love helping people buy cars. I don't like having people, and I don't want to say waste my time, but if you put me through the motions and then you say to me, well, I got to check with my child and see if they like that color, or let me see what my wife wants to do. Now, if you reach out to your wife and you never reach back out to me, I can promise you this, the next time that you call me, I'm not going to be helping you. Okay, the most important thing in what I do, it's two things: the relationships that I have with car dealers and communication that I have with the consumers. I've had a woman that I've helped quite a few times, and she's got a child she's trying to help. And she calls me up and she wants to buy a new SUV or new something for her daughter. She wants to put $7,000 down, and she wants a $120 car payment. And we had a conversation, and she said to me, well, I'm kind of confused. I said, no, you're not confused. It's your daughter that's confusing you. So I explained to her that, why don't you just have your daughter call me? So after the daughter called me, we talked, and she told me what she was thinking about buying, her mom buying for her, and how much could they trade their van in for. Now, the van was 130,000 miles, and the client told me that they were just told it needed $5,000 worth of repairs on the car. It didn't look very nice, and the mother was the first one to tell me, and my daughter keeps the car really, really dirty inside. So it's not a car that's going to be really interesting or enticing to a car dealership. So I went over all the information with her. I spoke to the daughter. I reached out to the dealership when the daughter told me what she would want to drive. And I called back to the mother and explained to the mother what were the best ways to do this. And all of a sudden, the mom says, you know, I'm really not up to doing this right now. I'm not helping her buy a car. Well, if you're not helping her buy a car, why are you calling me? And the woman's a really nice gal, and she said, Gary, I need to pay you for your time. I don't take money for my time. I don't take money up front. I had somebody call me the other day that couldn't find me on the internet and found a name that was close. So they called this number, and the guy was in California, and he didn't know who I was, never heard of York Car Insiders. His name was very close. And he charged this gentleman $499 on his credit card before he did anything. So after all that, the gentleman found me. So when I got on the phone with him, and he sent me an email, and I replied and said, do me a favor, call me at your earliest convenience. He called me 5 minutes later, and we got to talking, and he told me what this guy was telling him. And I said, you know, it sounds like you're dealing with a broker. Now, when he told me what the gentleman wanted to charge him for helping buy the car, first of all, it was $500 or $499. My fee is $400, and I don't take any of that $400 up front. So then he explained to the gentleman what he wanted, and the gentleman said, well, I can get you a 2021. It's going to be somewhere around $30,000. And, you know, when you're ready to do this, you know, we might be able to do something, you know, maybe $27,000, $28,000. Maybe. So when he called me up, I asked him, what were you looking for? And he told me. And I said, well, let me call you back. So I called him back and I said, listen, I can get you a 2023 brand new car, the exact trim level that they're talking about, and it's $30,770. That does not include my fee. The dealers don't pay me, the consumer does. And he said, let me call my son and make sure he's okay with that. And I sent him a picture of the car. I said, if you're okay with it, send me a copy of your driver's license. He sent me a copy of a driver's license. He told me he would be to the dealership in 40 minutes. It was New Year's Day. I was not going to a car dealership. I'm sorry, it was New Year's Eve. I was not going to a car dealership on Saturday. And I reached out to the GM, I reached out to the salesperson, I told the customer how much the car was, and the guy calls me up and says, we're going to go do this. Well, within an hour of him arriving at the dealership by himself with his son, they were driving home in the new car. I got a text from the salesman, everything's good, we're done. I got a text from the customer, everything's great, we're done, we're driving home. Now, I reached back out to the gentleman, and the gentleman understands he needs my help. He should not be shopping for cars by himself. And he wanted to sell me. And I'm not a fan of technology. I'm not a fan of Zelle. And I don't need you to pay me that day. And I said to him, hey, we'll hook up tomorrow if you have nothing planned. It's New Year's Day. My wife works from home. She's in the insurance industry. She was working on New Year's Day. I called him in the morning. We spoke, and I met him. And I'm just not a fan of Zelle because I've heard one too many horror stories about people losing money. I have a client that did a Zelle transaction, and the next day, this person had wired, sent him the money through Zelle, and the next day, there was $5,000 missing out of his bank account. Don't know how it happened, but I'm not going to be a part of that. I've worked too hard in my life to protect my credit, to protect my money, that I'd rather wait for you to mail me a check or meet me in a couple of days. I've never had anybody burn me. My name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. At Rodeo Ford, an Earnhardt dealership in Goodyear, we offer a huge selection of new Ford vehicles, all with low, no bull prices. Visit today or go to RodeoFord.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. It's about, like I said, relationships and communication. And had a gentleman that I've helped a couple of times call me, and his wife was looking for a vehicle. And he told me what he was looking for, and I told him, hey, we found this car, and it was a trim level that's extremely hard to find in a Infiniti. It was what's called, and they don't even make, they change the name of it, but it was a 2000, I want to say a 19 or a 20, Infiniti QX80 Limited. So in a Limited, the interior color is only, it's a gray with black trim. So he said to me, Gary, I'm going to go look at the car. And I said, great, I can't go today. He says, that's fine because I'm not taking my wife. And if she's not there, we're not buying the car. I'm not buying the car without her. Great, go look at the car. So I don't know anybody at this car dealership. So I reach out to a friend because somebody I know has got to know somebody who works there. So I called an old friend of mine who happens to be a general sales manager of a dealership, and he said, Gary, I know the GM. And the funny thing is, when the customer showed up the day before me, general manager never came out and said hello to him. They sent out a brand new salesperson. And this salesperson did a terrible job of explaining how the certified warranty worked on an Infiniti. So we went back the next day. The wife drove the car, and she went around the vehicle. It was raining. They put it under a patio covering, and she went through the car with a fine-tooth comb. We made sure that the DVD player worked. We made sure that the headsets were there. We made sure the remote was there. We looked at the inside of the car, and the general manager came out and said, hey, I'm going to run the car back through detail when you come back. It's raining. I want to detail the car for you after a couple of days. You come back when it's convenient for you. And a lot of the dealerships don't gas used cars. Now, when I go someplace where I know people, I normally can get their cars gassed. And at first, they didn't want to gas the car, but they agreed. And I just didn't have a good feeling seeing the mannerism of this finance manager, business manager, whatever you want to call this young lady, before we went into finance. And I told the customer, I said, Lisa, you and your husband are very capable of doing this. I think that if you go in, all you're really going to need to buy is gap insurance because you're not putting enough money down, and the car's certified. So they're in the business office, and a few minutes goes by, and I get a phone call. And phone call starts with how the certified warranty didn't cover what it said it covered. And when I say said it covered, what was explained to us. Now, it wasn't a misinterpretation of the customer or myself. It was a misrepresentation by the dealer. And I could just tell that the customer didn't want to leave without the car. So at that point, I don't want to blow the deal up. So I turned around and I said, hey, if you want to buy a warranty, it's not a bad idea. And remember, if you trade the car in 2 years, you can cancel this warranty. And that's when it got ugly, because the finance manager actually said something to me along the lines, it might be better if you let me do the speaking. And I didn't want to say anything, because when she was speaking, she was lying. Okay, she came out and she started to tell me that no manufacturer that's certified covers the car, that they only all cover powertrain, which was a flat out lie. And I didn't want to blow the deal up for the customer. The customer was fine. But I will tell you this. I've been doing this for 34 years. I stick to one rule a lot of the times. I don't like to go where I don't know anybody. I did not know this general manager before I met him, and he was a nice guy. But the business manager in this office was less than genuine. And they bought the warranty. They didn't buy the gap insurance. Oh, and by the way, she wouldn't sell the gap for what the general manager told the customer they could buy it for until the general manager reiterated to the young lady that you can sell the Gap for that and you will if they want it. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. My name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me is 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to Tom Iles and his friends at Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC on Cadillac, one of the new sponsors of the radio show. I've been doing business with Tom for years.
Great reputations aren't just given, they are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Among them is Earnhardt Santan Hyundai. Shop now and get 3 years complimentary maintenance on our full lineup, including the all-electric 2022 Hyundai Ioniq 5. Stop in or visit online at santanhyundai.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. You know, I want to send out a very special thanks to my friends, and I have numerous friends that work at Arrowhead Mercedes-Benz. They call it Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. I've helped quite a few radio show listeners over the years buy vehicles at Arrowhead Mercedes. Located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. It's one of the easiest places. I actually love when somebody wants to buy a Mercedes, because usually from the time we get there, the time we pick the car out, and the time we get through finance, it usually takes about 5 to 10 minutes to completely get through the business office with my friends. Either it's Todd or Tony. But I've known Jim Bosler, who's the new car manager there, for years. They actually wanted to get involved with, you know, supporting the radio show, because they do understand what it is that I'm trying to do to help you buy a car. And, you know, I've been doing the radio show since May of 21 by myself. I still call the radio show Your Car Insiders. There's a reason for that. Trying to change the name to Your Car Insider became more of a nightmare than it was worth doing, because I didn't want to change the website. I didn't want to change certain things. So I left the name alone. But since May of 21, I've been the only host on the car on the show Your Car Insiders. I really mean it when I say it. I don't need new friends in the car business. And I was really disgusted with what happened at that dealership last week with the client. And the only thing that saved me from being disgusted totally was the customer understood it wasn't my doing. And I actually asked the people if they didn't want to buy the car. And they wanted to buy the car. But when we were all done and they paid me my $400, I looked at him and I said, "Now, Angelo, you now understand why I like to go where I know people." Okay. There was nothing other than lying and cheating going on when we sat in that business office. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. You know, on a different note, over the last year, I've helped people order a lot of cars. And I always warn people that there is no rhyme or reason as to when your car is going to show up. So I have a friend of mine that we spoke in May, and I mentioned to him, "Hey, if you're going to want to order new trucks this year, we probably need to do it sooner or later." And he came back and said, "Hey, you know, you're absolutely right. We'll do something in June." And I've helped Ron in the past, and Ron knows that when the inventory was good, he called me in the morning. I had the trucks at his office by 12 o'clock. I'm like, "Ron, things are really, really different right now." So we reached out and we spoke in May, and as I told him, you can't order Fords at that time. So we switched and we did regular cab, long bed, V6, Ram Classics, the old body style, which is being eliminated. So I don't think you can get a regular cab Dodge anymore in any trim level. So we ordered the trucks, like I said, in May, and Three of them showed up in, I want to say, October, the end, round, and maybe it was November. But we didn't deliver the fourth vehicle, built the same time, built on the same plant, left the factory the same day. Three got delivered 6 weeks before the last one. I finally delivered the fourth vehicle in between Christmas and New Year's. When you order a car and you ask me, when do I think the car will be there? I always tell you, you're going to take delivery when the car arrives, but I will keep you in the loop. So we were sitting there the other day and I'm watching TV with my wife and I look down and it's one of my friends calling. And I said to my wife, I said, I can't believe he's calling me. I know what he wants. Because I had been communicating with his mother-in-law and I explained to her that the ETA of the vehicle was January 3rd. And John calls up and says, hey, I'm just following up. I'm on my way to my in-laws. I'm just curious as to if the car is still scheduled for January 3rd. John, you just jinxed this. Every single time I tell somebody, your ETA is January 3rd. Your ETA is November 22nd. Your ETA is this. ETA, estimated time of arrival, not exact time of arrival. So I always tell people it could be a couple of days before, it could be a couple of days after, it could be that day. There is no rhyme or reason because there's too many things involved. And two of those things that are involved have to do with trains and trucks. So on January 3rd, I got a phone call from my friend on this car that was already. He says, Gary, you're never going to believe it. He said the car showed up, but we have a problem. So when General Motors delivers vehicles with 22-inch wheels, such as Denalis and Escalades, they do not ship the truck with the factory 22-inch wheels. They have what's called a transport wheel and tire, really not designed to be driven on the road. It's really just designed to put the car on the train, put the car on the truck, and drop the car off at the dealership. So the car showed up on January 3rd, but the wheels aren't here yet. So can she go in and take delivery of the car? Absolutely. They'll put a different set of wheels on the car, ones that aren't serial number matched to her vehicle, and then they'll change them when they come out. And I loved the answer that she had. She gave me, Gary, I've waited this long. I can wait for the wheels to show up. Now, if it gets ridiculous with waiting for the wheels, we'll come up with, but it's not the wheels they're having a problem with. They ran out of tire pressure monitors. There's something to everything. You know, I think I mentioned I had a client of mine order a car. They ordered the car. Okay. The car then got ordered by the manufacturer. By the dealer. I'm not going to confuse you like the Ford lease thing. The dealer orders the car. Manufacturer makes a mistake. And I got to tell you, for $101,000, you could not have got me to buy the car the way that the manufacturer built it. So I went back to the dealer, and the general manager is a really good friend of mine, and he offered to discount the car a considerable amount. And the gentleman said, hey, I'm just not interested in the car for any price. I don't like the way it looks. And it was definitely an acquired taste. So I mentioned to the gentleman that you will order the next car that they have in their allocation. It will be somewhere around the beginning of January, between the 5th and the 10th. So he sends me an email the other day with the build of his new car. And I called Benny and said, Benny, I'm really glad you looked this up. I'm really glad you built the car. But understand, we're not doing it this way. You're not sending an email to the dealership. You're going to build the car online. You're going to print off the build that you have. And you and I are going to go to the dealership and we're going to build your car with the inventory manager. Now, this inventory manager that ordered the last car, she did not make a mistake. She hit everything correct. The manufacturer changed the black interior trim with red seats to all red interior. And it was all red. I couldn't find anything in that dashboard, in that center console, in those seats, in that carpeting, in that headliner that wasn't fire engine red. And the customer was not mad. He once again said, hey, things happen. It's not like we need the car this year. I'll be more than happy to wait, but I want the car the way that I want it. You know, and it happens. You know, I have a really good friend of mine. We ordered an F-250. And I always laugh because Ronnie's got a 20-year-old, 300,000-plus-mile F-250 long bed crew cab with a gas motor. So he orders a 2021 brand-new F-250 crew cab long bed. And they did the build, and we signed it. They then gave it to the general sales manager, who signed it. It then went to the inventory young lady, and she inputs the information. Now, it's a person, and people are entitled to make mistakes. And she made a mistake, and the car showed up very timely. And when I say timely, it was less than 2 months from the order date to when the car showed up. And they sent me a picture of the car. And I called my buddy and said, Mark, that's not his truck. Oh, yeah, it is. I said, no, it's not. Look at the truck and tell me what's wrong with the picture. I said, what's wrong with the picture? I said, Mark, on the back of the bedside, it says 4x4. He goes back and looks at the picture and he's like, Gary, oh, my God, it's a 4x4. And he wanted a 4x2. So Ronnie puts 22-inch wheels, lowers his truck, likes that look. So you can't really do that starting with the 4x4. The dealership was really trying to accommodate him with getting that truck. And the dealer didn't care if he didn't buy the truck because it was a truck they could sell. So he then had to go and order another truck. And I think you remember the part where I said the first truck showed up in 2 months. The second truck was about 7 months. It showed up. It was correct. I just want people to understand, just because you put your name on a list doesn't mean you have a Ford Lightning ordered. Just because you put your name on a list doesn't mean you have a Corvette ordered. Just because they took your deposit doesn't mean you're going to get the car. You need to understand what it is you're doing when you're ordering a vehicle. Now, I've had people that actually went as far, they call me after the fact. I don't get involved after the fact. And they were all pissed off because they thought they bought a car. They thought they were going to have a car in 8 weeks, and they just sold their other car. They haven't even ordered the car. What they got was an email from the dealer saying, hey, your allocation's come up. We can now order your vehicle. Okay. Ordering a vehicle is so difficult sometimes, especially when you're in a $150,000 Mercedes build, because you're not necessarily sure that it's going to be built exactly the way you want it because of restraints. So sometimes you'll click on something and it'll turn red. Or you'll click on something and it'll say, in order to get this, you have to change that. Okay, if you want these brakes, you can't get those wheels. Okay, I'm here to help you. And it was a funny story. I helped somebody years ago buy a vehicle, and I really liked this guy. And he switched colors 4 or 5 times or 3 times, whatever it was. And the dealer actually went ahead and ordered both cars for him. So they ordered one in white and they ordered one in black. And he took the white one when it came in. And he then called me. And like I said, I really, really like this guy. I'll do anything I can to help him. And I want him to get exactly what he wants. So we went down to the dealership and we sat with the salesman, we sat with the sales manager, and we put together a build on the vehicle. And the gentleman, and I said, now, when he hits the button, that's the car. And the sales manager turned around and said, oh, no, until the order's picked up, I can make changes. Well, 2 days later, I get a phone call from the gentleman that says, I want to make a change. And it was a pretty drastic change. And it's not a change I would have necessarily made, but it's not my car. Okay. It is not my car. So I called my friend and I said, hey, Jim, he wants to make a change. Jim calls me back 5 minutes later and he says, Gary, you're not going to believe this. The website is down for maintenance. It was down for maintenance for over a week. They couldn't make the change in the car. By the time the website came back up, the order had been picked up. He's going to get the car. He's a patient gentleman. He's going to wait till the car comes in the way that he wants it. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to B&N Auto Sales, located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Special thanks to Earnhardt Honda, Earnhardt Hyundai in Santan, Rodeo Ford in Goodyear, Arizona, Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.